not just for what kind of stirring we would receive, but because we want to see Jesus. We want to know him more. We want to be drawn into deeper relationship with him. And so, Holy Spirit, come to exalt Christ. And Jesus, we pray as you do that, that the Father's will would be done, that, Father, your kingdom might come in this place, and your will that is always done perfectly in heaven would be done in this place. Father, meet each of us where we're at, and Father, may we be sent from this time, Lord, to be your ambassadors to a world in need, both here in our neighborhoods and to play our part in what you are doing to the ends of the earth. So we love you, we worship you, we look forward to what you have in store. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. It is such a blessing to see all of these extra faces here today and to be able to worship with you all. So for those of you who haven't worshiped here with us before, I encourage you to stand as we start, but you are free to worship however the Spirit leads you to worship during this time. So if you need to, sit, close your eyes and pray, if you need to come to the altar, if you want to lift your hands, whatever that looks like, just you are free here to worship as the Lord leads you during this time, right? Lord because he is so good.
My enemies,
God, you are so good to us, God. You are so powerful, Lord, so loving and so merciful, God, that you come to fight for us, God, that you, Jesus, came down to this earth to fight for us because of the love that you have for us, God. And so as we worship you this morning, Lord, may any distractions be just cast aside, God. Anything that is keeping us from fully worshiping you in spirit and in truth, God. Because you are so deserving of our praise and our undivided attention, Lord. And so we just seek you this morning. And we expect your presence, God, one way or another, Lord. May we leave here transformed by you, God. May our hearts be stirred. May we go out, Lord, just shining your presence into the world. I pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen.
This, what a wonderful name it is, the name.
is so powerful. You can clap for God. Give it up. He is so deserving of our praise, and just, he's so wonderful and amazing. What a wonderful, what a powerful name is Jesus. And now, for those of us, you know, who have accepted him, that we can place our faith and our trust in him, that we can trust that nothing will ever separate us, that the God who defeated death is within us and by our side and is for us. So may I just offer you that encouragement today. I know that life can be wearying at times. I know it can be difficult, but there is a God who is for you, not against you. And even if, for those of you out there who maybe haven't accepted Christ and are running from him, he is still for you. He is still chasing after you. He still died for you. So know that there is a God who loves you and desires you and desires to be in relationship with you as you are in this moment. So may we just rejoice in his name and in that incredible best news ever.
Will you join me in prayer? Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of your Son, the one whose beautiful, wonderful, powerful name is salvation for us. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And so, Father, we glorify you, we praise you, and we thank you for the hope that you give to us in Christ today, tomorrow, forever, until the day we are with you face to face. Father, encourage our hearts and stir our hearts for a burden to see those who have not yet experienced you, Jesus. Give us a burden, Father, as we look into your word together. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.